Rollins joined defense leaders on Capitol Hill to push for the administration's sweeping $87.6 billion supplemental spending package. However, Rollins emphasized that existing permanent programs were not built to absorb the compounding pressures of 2026, which include widespread drought affecting nearly 47% of the country and severe winter freeze losses spanning from Florida to the Pacific Northwest. But what we're seeing is just survival, and we're seeing a lot of the input companies for producers caught between high overhead and shifting global markets. Secretary Rowland's message to Capitol Hill was unmistakable. Passing the package buys the nation the security it needs, and it buys America's farmers time to survive.